The news is full of doom and gloom. Every time you put the news on, climate change, unrest and wars around the world, economic disaster, rising inflation rates, poverty, race and gender issues, mental health and medical issues. Any decision the government makes is a bad one. We're bombarded every single day with news that brings no joy and no hope. And you add into the mix of that our own personal struggles, whether they be relational, medical, financial. And quite frankly, you can be left wondering, just what is the point? Like my friend, what's the point? I don't want to wake up anymore. So what is the point? The answer to all of that, and hopefully you'll all be with me on this, is God and the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross for us. Being a Christian doesn't stop us from being affected by all of the above. We've all been affected by COVID. We'll all experience climate change. We'll all be affected by government policy. Some of us have been affected by civil unrest. And we've all got personal battles that we face daily. So how do we find our peace and joy and our hope and actually apply our faith when all around us is in chaos? Well, we have to do like Daniel did. We have to stand firm on God's promises and trust that God is absolutely aware of all that is going on and that he's still working out his plans and purposes for a world he created and the life in us that he created too. We have to make a daily decision not to listen to all that noise and babble out there that's thrown at us constantly, nor to look at our circumstances, but only to seek the one voice we will ever need, that's God's. We have to seek God's sanctuary daily and remind ourselves of all his promises. We have to dig into his word in the Bible and fill our head with his voice. So we're going to do that. Now we're going to look at some of God's promises from within the Bible. And the first one we're going to look at is that God promises to listen when we pray. So in Philippians 4, verse 6, and hopefully, oh, well done, Andy's on the ball. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, that's good or bad, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. When we pray to God, when we have that conversation with him, when we bring all our anxieties and stress to him, he fills our heart with peace. It's so important. We can't live without that peace. It can't be explained. I was chatting with Tracy and Alex, well, Tracy, not and Alex, but about their situation the other day and just asking how they was doing because Alex has started his chemo again this week. And she said, you know what, Lisa, despite all of what we've gone through, and this has been going on for about 10 years now because Tracy was diagnosed with cancer 10 years ago and told she had about 5 years. She's still here. She said, yeah, amen. She said, we've got such peace. God's peace is with both of us. And that's amazing. And you need it in the storm. God promises we can trust him, that he's got us. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. This has to be one of my all-time favorite verses. You know, when you're going through the stuff, I have this picture of me just sat in the middle of God's palm. I think nothing can come against me when I'm in the middle of his palm. God promises that his love is secure. In 1 John 4, verses 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. Only God's love is perfect. We'll never match that love. But in God's love, we can be secure. God wants good things for us. He's not here to punish us. So we can be secure in that love. God promises he will give you all you need to run the race so you can last the course. Because it's not just about today. We've got a whole life to live. We only get one shot. We're only here one time. It's no rehearsal. So we've got to make each day count. And God promises that he'll give us everything we need to run that race. Isaiah 40, 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I love that, that I won't be weary in God. And if I do feel a bit weary, that he'll replenish me, he'll strengthen me and give me the courage to keep going. God promises hope for our future. Do you know God's got a future planned for you? And me, all of us. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we don't see. Our faith gives us confidence to hope and plan and dream for our future. And even when we can't see it, we have God's assurance that he is still about his business, working stuff out. When you're in the storm, you can feel like, where's God in this? I can't hear him. I can't see him. I don't feel like he's listening to me. But God never stops. He never stops working stuff out. God always provides. Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34. I'm just going to have a drink because this is a long one. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Some battery's going on this. I feel like it's going in and out. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You know, when we know God's promises, truly know him, and when we allow them to really fill our hearts and minds, when we really start to trust and believe in all that he says, then we start to live our lives differently, completely differently. We can walk daily with God, knowing no matter what each day throws at us, we can be confident in his love and plans and purposes for our lives. We can tune out that babble of the world and walk in the eye of the storm where it is quiet and peaceful. So then I ask, so why does God want us in that place? Why is he giving us all these promises? When we're at peace with our lives and circumstances, God can really start to use us then. We're his church, and it's through us that he reaches out to others. God created all of us with a plan and purpose. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, well-known verse. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. I love that. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for goodness, for those who are called according to his purpose. Esther 4, verse 13. Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. I find that really challenging. We're not here by accident. God knew exactly when we was going to be alive, and he knew exactly what he wanted us to do. We've all got something that God's preparing us for and wants us to do. And we're here because it's the right time for us to be here. Proverbs 19, verse 21. Many are the plans in a person's heart. Oh, and we have many. But it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And I love that. You know, we can plan for whatever and it might not work out, but God's purpose will always win and will always prevail. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Jonah now. Many of you will know the story of Jonah. Jonah was a prophet of God. and his job was to deliver God's word and messages to people. And on this particular day, God had asked Jonah to go to Nineveh to give the people there a chance to repent and save themselves. But Jonah was afraid of the people of Nineveh. It was a really wicked race, just bad on every level. So Jonah, in his infinite wisdom, ignored God and ran off in the opposite direction. He didn't trust God. He thought he knew better. So he bought a ticket on a sailing boat going the other way. But that doesn't stop God. He just sent a huge storm that frightened everyone on board, so much so that they all thought they were going to die. So Jonah's fast asleep in the belly of the boat, if you like, and all the crew are on top, absolutely petrified, praying to their gods. And the captain goes down and wakes Jonah up and says, come on, you need to get back up on top and be praying. We don't know why this storm's here and we need to pray. So Jonah actually then told them, it's my fault. I've been disobedient to my God. You need to throw me overboard. If you throw me overboard, this storm will stop. It's worth noting here that the people on board that boat hadn't done anything wrong. They were just about their business and found themselves in a situation that was really threatening their lives and they had no control over it. But when Jonah shared with them about his God and his own disobedience, they were in awe and terrified of a God who could send a storm like this. They then prayed to Jonah's God for forgiveness before they threw him overboard because they didn't want to experience God's wrath any longer. But Jonah just reassured them that the storm would stop once they did. And it did, immediately. And the crew and the passengers then praised God and offered up sacrifices to him. You see, in the midst of that terrible situation, God used it to win hearts. Jonah took off in the other direction and God said, watch this. And he just saved a whole boat of people to worship him. The message here is no matter what storm we face, if we include God, he can use us to win others. And I just think, you know, of all the times that Alex and Tracy and Viv and Roy and Eddie, and I hope I've not missed anybody out there, might have done, Tom, have been sat in that hospital waiting for the chemo treatment. How many people have they spoken to? How many people have they shared their faith with in that storm? We've got other people that are reaching out in storms. Steve is helping those in the storm of addiction through Freedom Homes. Denise is helping those in the storm of loneliness through Silver Cards. I help people in the storm of debt through CAP and all our volunteers that come on board with that. Many of you have helped those in the storm of homelessness. And our lovely Lynn, who's not here this morning, backs all this up by heading up and coordinating our prayer chain. You know, I'm just scratching at the surface here. I know many of you reach out to others demonstrating God's love, but I'm just trying to push over the point that in storms of life, God can use us. What happened to Jonah when he was chucked overboard? Well, he almost drowned. And in the depths of the sea, as he struggled for his last breaths, he turned back to God and prayed to him for help. God knew he wasn't going to let Jonah die. A big fish apparently came and swallowed him up, and he spent 3 days and nights in that belly of the fish, I guess to have a good think about what he'd done. Now, there are also parallels here with Christ's resurrection after 3 days and night, but that's a whole other preach. We're not going to that today. I ask myself here, why do we by nature think that we know best and always seem to make things hard for ourselves? You know, if Jonah had just done what God wanted him to do, he would never have had to spend that time in the guts of a fish. Can't think of anything worse. And God will still be about his business, whether we listen or not. I guess we just have to choose whether we make it easy or hard for ourselves. I urge you all again to seek God this morning and this week and ask him, what now, God? Where next? Check, are you in the right place? So what have we learnt today? We've learnt that the world is a noisy place full of babble and distractions. We've learnt if we are to experience peace, joy and hope, there is only one voice we need to listen to, and that's God's. We have to choose every single day to listen to God and to stand firm in his promises no matter what we face. And once we're in that place, recognize that God can really use us to reach out to others. We've learned that God has a plan and purpose for all of us. What's he asking you to do? And are you making it harder for yourself than it needs to be? Is your life inspiring others? Are you reflecting God in your everyday walk? I hope that you've been challenged and inspired this morning. I want to finish by showing you an example of what walking in God's peace in the eye of storm can really look like. The woman that we're about to watch now is a Christian, and she's inspired thousands around the world in the middle of her personal storm. Now, we're going to have to play it from YouTube, so if the ad's coming halfway through, I apologise, but there's not a lot else we can do. But let's just watch this.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, well, we're happy you are. What's your name?
My name's Jane. When I sing, I go by Nightbird.
Oh, that's nice.
Nightbird?
That's right.
Do you sing for a living?
Not recently.
Where are you from?
I'm from Zanesville, Ohio.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 30.
30 years old. And the dream is to be a singer. What are you going to be singing for us tonight?
I'm singing an original song called It's Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It is. It's okay.
It's okay.
What is It's Okay about?
It's Okay is the story of the last year of my life.
All right. And who are you here with?
I'm here by myself.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
I have not been working for quite a few years. I've been dealing with cancer.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right.
Can I ask you a question? How are you now?
Last time I checked, I had some cancer in my lungs, my spine, and my liver.
Wow.
So you're not okay?
Well, not in every way, no.
You got a beautiful smile and a beautiful glow, and nobody would know.
Thank you. It's important that everyone knows I'm so much more than the bad things that happened to me.
Yes.
All right. Sing for us.
Good luck. Nightbird.
Changed my name thinking that it would change my mind. I thought that all my problems they would stay behind. I was a stick of dynamite and it just was a matter of time, yeah. But I burned them all. Yeah, I burned them all. I blow through yellow lights and don't look back at all. I don't look back at all. Oh, dang, oh my, now I can't hide. Said I knew what I wanted, but I guess I lied. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's all right. It's okay, it's okay. It's okay.
You know, it's funny because singers come on and I think about authenticity. You know, when you feel it, when it moves you, that felt like the most authentic thing I have heard this season.
That was surprising to hear. It was powerful, it was heartfelt, and I think you're amazing.
You gave me chills. I mean, your voice is so beautiful to listen to. It was beautiful all the way around.
Your voice is stunning.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Absolutely stunning. And I totally agree with what Howie said, you know, about authenticity. There was something about that song after the way you just almost casually told us what you're going through and, you know.
You can't wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy.
There are, however, there have been some great singers this year. And I'm not going to give you a yes. I'm going to give you something else.
Chance of survival, but 2% is not 0%. 2% is something, and I wish people knew how amazing it is.
You blew us all away. You are the voice we all need to hear this year.
That was way more than okay. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
God, that really got to me.
It pushes all the heartstring buttons, right?
And yet she's still so strong.
Thank you for bearing with that. I just there was some things in that just really bowled me over. You can't wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy. Come on. 2% isn't 0%. That girl's got 2% survival chance, but she's clinging on to that 2% with all her heart and planning. And I watched another interview with the same lady on CNN, and she said, do you know what? I'm planning my future, not my legacy. And that's not blind denial. I think it's rebellious hope. She said, and I keep asking myself, don't you want to see what happens if you don't give up? That lady's inspired thousands around the world in her cancer journey. It doesn't matter whether I think she's come out of the contest now because of the cancer, but God's used her to inspire others, and I hope it's inspired you this morning. You know, thankfully, not many of us are in that position. We've got life. Seize it. Don't let the mundane things of life bring you down. Put your eyes on God. Ask him what he wants you to do. Fill it. Fill your heart and mind with his word. We have a mighty God that's alive and about his business. We've just got to include him daily and live in that place of peace, love, and joy, no matter what our circumstances are. And I just, Denise is going to come up and talk to us shortly, just to finish off about silver cards, but I just thought, to break that up, it'd be really good to sing Our God, He Reigns again. And when we're singing this, I want you to sing it with real belief that he does reign. He reigns in our lives. He reigns in the world. He reigns in every single circumstance of our life. So can we play that, Andy, once more? And let's stand and we'll sing that together.
The God of time and eternity.
Amen to that, eh? Our God, he reigns. Take your seats. Oh, I love it. I love it. Come on, Denise. Denise is just going to come and share a little bit with us about silver cars and give us a bit of an update, I think.
Thank you, Lisa. That was brilliant. Right, morning. Right, for those who don't know, I'm the volunteer coordinator of a befriending service that we deliver from our church and St. Mary's Horton Green. The project sits under the Silver Cord and is a local response to isolation and loneliness within our local community here in Denton. It was discovered from the big conversation that was held in the high school just across the road that isolation and loneliness were an issue for people in our area. And as Father says, it's not good for man to be alone. So it was decided that we would offer a befriending to people here in our local community. Map one, Andy. In 2018, we were one of five churches who began to train volunteers to deliver a face-to-face befriending service. And we are the two stars over there. That's Carmel and St. Mary's. But in March 2020, COVID hit us and everything went to telephone befriending. And I was not sure that this would work. But as you can see on map two, Here we are. Oh, back again. Oh, map two. Here we go. As you can see, there's been a huge demand for the support in the whole of Tameside and Glossop for befriending, and an 80% of those who we support ask for prayer. This is phenomenal. This does not normally happen. Next slide, Andy. Here we are. Since March 2020, we've had over 130 referrals from social prescribers, adult services, and the Greater Manchester Police. Currently, 56 people supported by 45 befrienders. Now, our befrienders don't maybe just do one, two, sometimes they do three and four. They have been absolutely amazing. Since October 2020, September to 2021, we've had 1,866 calls, which equates to 884 hours of befriending that we have delivered, which is phenomenal. And these are some of the comments that have been made about that. Andy, could you put up the next slide for me? Here we are. This is what people say. It's changed my life, given me hope. He reassured me in my darkest days. I don't know what I'd do without her. You can have all that help from services and nurses, but this is another connection that gives you that sense of humanity. I like that. Until I had these calls, I never prayed. I do it every day right now. And I've worked in health and social care all my life, and I've never had this said to me, but this is what one of the public health officers in Tameside said. Tameside needs a church. Yes, it does. What an opportunity we've had to be beacons of hope in a hurting world. And that is because of our wonderful volunteers here in our church. You have to excuse me if I get emotional when I say this. Sorry. The next slide, please, Andy. It's Christmas. It is a painful time of year for some people who are on their own, especially people who don't have families, because it's a family time of year, isn't it, really? Next slide, please. In 2018 and 19, friends were invited to celebrate Christmas, to eat and have fun together. One lady said it made her feel human again. Isn't that amazing? It made her feel human again. But in 2020, we had to have a bit of a rethink, and it was decided to deliver a Christmas meal to our friends and people who spend Christmas alone. Not only did we deliver a meal, but I personally delivered a present and card to each one of our friends here in Denton. So they had a meal and a gift on Christmas Day. And I personally want to thank you so much for being involved in delivering the meals, because we had a lot of volunteers from our church, Carmel. I was very proud of you all, I have to say. Although we did not think it would be enough compared to previous years, listen to some of these comments. Next slide, Andy. See if I can keep my composure. My first Christmas dinner since 1992, a big thank you. I couldn't believe that. I read that to my daughter. She couldn't believe it either. I couldn't believe what you sent me. Thank you. This one. To see someone and know that they cared was wonderful. The fact someone knocked on my door on Christmas Day, that's never happened in my adult life. That person is 75 years old. Hand-delivered by a friendly face, you really did help me. Many thanks and God bless you all. I felt like it was my birthday. It made it my day. It did make a lot of people's day, because I have been doing reviews on people, because we're hoping to deliver a face-to-face befriending service again. And even now, I'm in October now. Well, we're going in November shortly, aren't we? But people are still thanking me for this. They really are. They were so grateful that people, I think because they felt valued and honoured. And that's how God wants us to feel. That's how Jesus wants us to feel. We are delivering this same project this year, and we are now recruiting volunteers who can offer an hour of their time to bless the socks off someone on Christmas Day. We will try our best to arrange so that you are delivering to someone in your local area. And the next slide, Andy. You can call the number or sign up after the service to discuss it more. You will be contacted in the coming days to work out if you are able to help. Signing up does not mean you are committed, just that you're interested. And can I also just say, if anyone has an hour to spare and feels they would like more information on becoming a befriender, you can always speak to me at any time. And thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thank you, Denise. That was amazing. I had no idea how much time had gone into with the befrienders and that, and the amount of hours that you've done. Just wonderful. God's loving demonstration. That's what we do best. And that's what I was hoping to encourage you all this morning, that even despite some of us having some really tough circumstances, we can still demonstrate God's love in those. That's the end of the service. I hope I've done okay. I'm doing a bit by myself, but you're so kind. This is why I love my church family. Have a really blessed week. Ponder on what I've shared with you this morning, and hopefully God will whisper in your ear what's next and where to next for you guys. Let's finish in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for who you are. We thank you that you do reign forever and that everything starts and finishes with you. Every single circumstance, every day, every week, every year, Father, nothing is above or below you. And in that, Lord, we can walk out our daily lives. And so I pray that as each of us leave this morning, that we will walk out with a fresh confidence and a fresh stride, knowing that you stood by our side and that you've got us, and that there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that we can't face this week because you're with us, Lord. Speak to our hearts, I pray, Father God, and bless our church family. In Jesus' name, amen.